May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.
Howdy, howdy. This is the Cosmic Cowboy with Cosmic Love for February 27, 2021. And today I'll be discussing four compendiums I've published over the last 8 days. This is part of the 2021 Aquarian Spring Prelude Series. You might say that these four compendiums represent some of the global birth pangs as the Aquarian Age gets underway. This may be more information than you want, but I hope to highlight some insights into the general enlightenment process that is transforming our world very rapidly. So if you want to keep up with the lowdown and wise up for the takedown of the big lie with the whole truth that is censored in the lamestream media. But first, a cosmic weather report. Today we have a full moon in practical Virgo opposite the sun in mystical Pisces. The moon is also exactly opposite Neptune in Pisces right now at the same time of this show. So Neptune is the higher octave of Venus and is exalted in the deep space energies of mystical Pisces. Neptune is also right now the focus of a creative triangle with both Mars and Pluto sextile Neptune and trine each other. So the power of cosmic love is strong today. The force is with us. And I got a lot to cover today, so I'll spare you all the astrology, psychology, mumbo jumbo for now. Suffice to say that today we'll be dancing with these cosmic energies, and I'll take you for a spin every once in a while. I may wax poetic with some metaphysical musings with that Neptune influence coming through. So I'll go right into the first compendium published this morning, and then I'll share some highlights from the three other compendiums over the last 8 days. First compendium is called Conscious Navigation of Inner Space. Again, this was published today on the full moon. And in the spirit of that Neptunian, Pisces, deep, mystical energy that is illuminating the moon in Pisces, all that sun Neptune energy in Pisces is creating this full moon energy, and there's a dynamic involved that I thought I'd tune into. What I came up with was a thought form. Actually, it's an infographic from a quote by Nikola Tesla, and this kind of embodies the keynote of this. A global evolution, revolution, revelations that are going on with the conscious navigation of inner space, you might say. And that quote is by Nikola Tesla, that quote, "The day science begins to study non-physical phenomena, it will make more progress in one decade than in all the previous centuries of its existence." Now, that's a powerful quote that I've pulled up, and it's in this infographic at the head, the top of this article. This compendium, you can, the link of it is in the show notes. You can pull it up either during or after the show in another window. But I thought I'd reference this quote from Nikola Tesla because he represents the shift of energies into Aquarius, you might say, into non-physical phenomena. The energetics of Aquarius, sometimes referred to as the quantum age, the Aquarian age, because it will be dealing with these energies regarding non-physical phenomena, the frequencies. It's all frequency and consciousness on the spectrum of frequencies, and how to involve and evolve our individual and collective consciousness for, you might say, a wisdom of the cloud or the crowd, with the power of Christic enlightened wisdom in the collective consciousness. This is Aquarius. This is what we're moving into. And Tesla was so ahead of his, far ahead of his time. Back in 1926, almost 100 years ago, Tesla was quoted as saying in a newspaper, when wireless is perfected, when wireless is perfectly applied, the whole Earth will be converted into a huge brain, which in fact it is, all things being particles of a real and rhythmic whole. We shall be able to communicate with one another instantly, irrespective of distance. Not only this, but through television and telephony, he called it, we shall see and hear one another as perfectly as though we were face to face, despite intervening distances of thousands of miles. And the instruments through which we shall be able to do all this will fit in our vest pockets. Tesla said that in 1926. He saw cell phones. He saw how they would work, you know, wirelessly. And he also referred to the whole Earth as a huge brain, he says, which in fact it is. And he's referring to the collective consciousness of humanity as a quantum unified field. And it's also the understanding of how the two hemispheres of the Earth correspond holographically, holistically with the two hemispheres of the brain. Like the Western hemisphere, the left brain, we read left to right, you know, and because we're left brain dominant. And the right hemisphere, the Eastern hemisphere, they read right to left because they're right brain dominant. So you can see how the basically energetics within the hemispheres of the brain and the hemispheres of the Earth correspond directly. Well, Tesla understood this, and that understanding is so much the heart of the Aquarian energies, the Aquarian age that's being called, Aquarian dispensation of 2,000 years where the deep space energies of Aquarius are stepped down through our solar system, our planet, and into the hemispheres of our brain, you know, basically. We'll become more right brain dominant. We'll be more intuitive, you know, effective sensory perception. There's nothing extra about it. It's not extra sensory perception when you have it. It's effective sensory perception. This is what we're moving into. This is Aquarius. In global humanity, the family of mankind's on the threshold of a new common sense or unity conscience, you might say. And this evolution in consciousness is naturally disrupting the old divide-to-conquer dialectic of global deep state oligarchic corporatocracy, you know, the empire of evil, the energy veil, the dark side of the force, you might say. Thanks to Aquarian energies that are now surging, the deep, dark, deep state evil energies are purging. I mean, the dense 3D veil is thinning and our enlightened full spectrum conscience is winning. Now, this is a process. This is what Aquarian Spring, this 10-year period, you know, this next 9 years, what this is about. We're at the initiation stage of Aquarius. And with the initiation, there's a surging and a purging. There's a surging of light and a purging of darkness, you might say. Or density, or purging of 3D as we move through 4D into 5D, you know, a kind of a collective higher consciousness. So this is occurring globally right now for several reasons. I mean, it's not just the Aquarian field of deep space energies that resonate with Earth's quantum field, you know, the global brain, as resonates in each of our DNA transceivers with the field, you know, the unified source field. The DNA, you know, our DNA, they now know that they're transceivers. They receive and they transmit energies in the field, the local field, cellular field, atomic cellular, and in the collective field, the unified field. So it's not just this process of resonating, you know, on quantum levels. It's also our new net reality. You know, this is why, this is what's going on right now. There's a whole new net reality with our new social media capabilities. And this process of enlightenment, you might say, is being compelled because of the necessity of the chaos we're seeing in the world right now. You know, the need to get our act together as the family of mankind in a global village. So there is a global mass awakening process that has accelerated dramatically with the computer internet revolution. And many mature adults worldwide have witnessed the evolution of computing from mainframe computers the size of a room to handheld smartphones with more computing power than the old giant mainframes that directed the Apollo mission. I mean, that's a reality that's mind-blowing in itself. So a new internet or net reality has emerged, and we now live in a world of, you know, instant everywhere and interactive communication capabilities, and all knowledge is at our search and find fingertips. Or just ask Alexa, you know, the deep state oracle, Alexa. But knowledge is not wisdom. And why the dominion transcends spectral autism, you know, the cognitive fragmentation that has increased exponentially in children the last 30 years in response to the big increase in vaccine schedules. You know, when we were kids, and we were getting, what was it, maybe six vaccines in our childhood. Now they got like 60, you know, 10 times that much. And it's not coincidence that the doctor-recommended vaccine schedule increased dramatically, you know, 3 decades ago, you know, right after Big Pharma successfully lobbied Congress to protect them from liability for harm from vaccines. I mean, no risk for Big Pharma since then, but a big risk for us. So while the big media megaphone for Big Pharma tells us over and over that vaccines are safe and effective, our brains are being addled by injected poisons that are proven to do harm. And who pays for the harm from vaccines while we are told that they are safe? The Vaccine Injury Compensation Program. You know, this is a system through which the U.S. government over the last 3 decades has paid more than $4 billion to people who claim they have been injured by vaccines. You know, believe it or not, you know, and so U.S. taxpayers, they pay for injuries caused by Big Pharma, who makes a killing on a lifetime of drug prescriptions for vaccine side effects. And since big media is virtually owned by Big Pharma drug profiteers, evil is called safe, and the truth of vaccine harm is censored in big media. I mean, we're talking, this is crazy talk, folks. You know, from an objective perspective, you know, we're witnessing a battle of, you could say, light and darkness, or good and evil. InfoWar, and I'll be going more into that, but here's a quote by a doctor. And just as a standalone, I know this doctor is correct in this, and I've had many people on my show. We've referred to many people and many studies and many videos and articles that have been saying the same thing this last year. And this sums it up very well. And this is a quote from Dr. Ted Koren. He says, quote, "You'd think there would be loads of studies showing that vaccinated kids are healthier than non-vaccinated kids. There's not a single study showing that. Not one. There are increasing studies showing the reverse is true. It's the vaccinated kids with autism. It's the vaccinated kids with allergies, with asthma, with neurological problems, with weaker immune systems, with personality disorders, with cancer. Not the non-vaccinated children. It's the vaccinated children that are getting these diseases." So, you know, anyway, that pretty much sums it up. I mean, it's like reality therapy. And of course, I've been publishing a lot of stuff this last year that goes into why the harm is called, how the harm is caused, what's in it that causes the harm. And so most people listening to the show are, I don't mean to be like preaching to the choir, but you're already familiar with this. I'm not telling you something that you don't already know. If this is unfamiliar to you and uncomfortable, but you do want to know the truth of it, I am providing some videos here and the other compendiums and throughout this last year that you can go back and review. And the ones that jump out at you, the videos or articles that really speak to you, to your conscience, to your soul, to your guardian, you know, your guiding angels, directing, you know, presence or, you know, higher conscience, whatever speaks to you, you know, that for your edification, I hope you get something out of it. You know, that's the whole reason I do the compendiums and do the radio show, is to basically give an orientation to stuff that I've been investigating and finding and sharing for your edification, for your enlightenment, for your joy, enjoyment, for your reading pleasure, whatever. Anyway, that's why I'm doing what I'm doing, and I hope you find something interesting here. So I go on in this compendium, Navigating Inner Space, to provide a video from Natural Life News from Mike Adams on how vaccines are really made. Most people don't realize it. We're talking about regular vaccines. These new vaccines that are coming out, they're not even vaccines. They're actually on the website. They call them operating systems because they basically provide electromagnetic frequency components like aluminum and you know, microscopic micro components, what do they call them? Those, anyway, they're really tiny nanoparticles that actually create a vehicle for the electromagnetic fields of the body to be accessed like an operating system. That's what they refer to on the website. And of course, it comes from Bill Gates. And just like you have virus updates for your computer, there's virus updates, you might say, for your operating system, where they'll be able to program into people's consciousness and body, mind, and spirit, you know, and into their matrix, their body matrix, energetically, they'll be able to do, so to speak, updates or upgrades. This is the whole transhumanist agenda of the technocrats. And I've talked about this in previous shows. If this sounds strange to you, I mean, so much of what's going on, you know, it's stranger than fiction. You know, you just wouldn't believe it. A year ago, you wouldn't have believed it. But what's happened this last year, like evil's being called good and good being called evil, and it's all mixed up. Anyway, I'll give a little philosophical break from all that. There's an article by Michael Welsh called Beware the COVIDians. And it's just a little short excerpt here where he says, in March 2020, a new syndrome unexpectedly appeared. That's about a year ago, you know. It was a unique disease that, due to the symptoms, made it clear that it was previously unknown. It produced a rapid death and in a short time led to a peak of deaths that alarmed everyone, especially when media began to dedicate almost 100% of their editorial to cover the story. It was christened COVID-19, and its cause was attributed to a previously unknown virus. But lo and behold, as a result of this advent, a new religion has emerged, especially in the Western world, and with it, an incalculable army of fervent parishioners dubbed the COVIDians. They believe, basically, we're seeing there's people that believe religiously in the COVIDian cult. And I love the quote in regard to this by C.S. Lewis, one of my favorite authors, who says, quote, when the world is running towards a cliff, he who is running in the opposite direction appears to have lost his mind. Oh, the thought form there is all the sheep going to the cliff, and there's a black sheep going in the opposite direction going, excuse me, excuse me, excuse me. Obviously, there is currently a raging information war going on between the alliance of truth-telling platforms on the Internet and the collusion of big media with big tech and big pharma and the big war lobbies to suppress, censor, and deplatform any truth-tellers who challenge their agenda of full-spectrum dominance at the expense of our freedom and opportunity for all of us as united sovereigns of Earth. A new social media has been decentralizing the highly centralized top-down mass programming of the mass mind. And the dinosaur media of one-way programming with no feedback to counter disinformation is dying. The dinosaur media is dying. No one of any integrity would sponsor outright propaganda. Only dark money of the dark side deep state would do that. And enlightened citizens, or netizens, citizens on the internet, worldwide, know this now. So a new responsibility as ability to respond, of by and for the navigation of inner space, you know, the internet, not the internet, the internet is defining, refining, and you might say shining a new web of light connecting our minds and hearts and the heart of our hearts, you know, a unified field. So a new common sense of we are the media is maturing in the masses, yearning to breathe free from power elite globalists who are ethical infants. This is the new common sense, unity conscience, that is naturally cultured holistically with the next phase of the computer internet revolution, Web 3.0 telecom. Now, people have been following my blog, Miller, I refer to this Web 3.0 telecom a lot. It is basically an archetypal blueprint of golden age communications and golden age community building processes through communication process whereby unity and diversity is cultured. So corrupt social media will transition as we move, you know, into this Aquarian, more into this Aquarian enlightenment process. The social media will transition from big lie to whole truth. You know, the big lie, and I'm going to be going into that, you know, the disinformation campaigns. So this is something, you know, until you know, we're not fully into Aquarius yet. We've still got a lot of dark side stuff to purge. And be aware in the meantime, you know, there's a media war for your mind going on. And the deep state's disinformation campaign, the censored truth that they call disinformation, is destroying America. You know, it's like a, when we've been hearing this, you know, the fake news, you know, what's fake, what's not, you know, who are the fact checkers and whose facts are fact checking, whose mistruth or misinformation. Anyway, there's like a war going on right now. The mainstream media, the alternative media, we're in an information war, and the first salvo is just to let people know that there is a war. And their news service has weaponized against them. Now, at this point, in the compendium, I provide a video, and this is by Tucker Carlson. Now, I don't listen to Fox News, but... And Fox News, anyone that's been follows what's going on with Fox News, they have different speakers on the far left and the far right, you might say. And the one speaker that pretty much consistently, not always, but pretty much consistently, is just spot on with truth-telling, you know, exposing what's going on, is Tucker Carlson, which people send me his videos every once in a while, and I watch them. And sometimes he's just, you know, when you're hot, you're hot. When you're not, you're not. I don't know if he has a script writer providing his scripts, but some of them are brilliant. And here's a good one. That's where Tucker Carlson is explaining how sophisticated disinformation that poses as authentic news is lying to us. Taking the central problem of American life, which is the agonizing death of the middle class, and covering it with a smokescreen of manufactured race hatred so that no one even realizes it's happening. Now, I provide the video, and the video is very incisive, and there's a transcript that you can also go, if you want to go in the specifics of what he's saying and read it rather than listen to it. There's a transcript you can listen to, and it brings to mind the quote, and I think he references the quote by George Orwell, where he's, Orwell, who says that in 1984, the book says that in a time of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. So this is the key thing that's going on. Telling the truth has become a revolutionary act. I guess that would put me in the revolutionary category, but I'd like to think of 90% of the word revolution is evolution, and that we're going through conscious evolution on the planet, we're moving into the, in basically, as Nikola Tesla says, we're moving into non-physical matters. You can call it etheric matters or spiritual matters or energy matters, you know, quantum field matters, but we're moving into a field of energy and consciousness where truth-telling has become, you know, it's like domestic terrorism almost. I mean, it's crazy right now. And this is all part of the darkness before the dawn. You know, you can't heal a problem unless you come out of denial that there's a problem. And the problem, folks, is in our face. And we're talking about denial of informed consent, you know, and freedom of speech, denial of it. I mean, this is like a crime against humanity. And there's a video that goes into that, and this is from SGT report. And those who've been followed my compendiums, blogs over this last year are aware that SGT report is one of the better truth tellers on the internet. Of course, they've been censored by Google on their webpage, so they've got a BitChute. They've got a BitChute. They're on BitChute now, and I can embed their videos, and so you can watch that video. You might say USA situation update, and it goes into multiple things that are going on. But the main point is that the big, and this is a quote basically from this video that says the big purge of truth tellers on the internet occurred at the height of the pandemic, and they can burn down your storefront on the internet and give it to someone else. I mean, how evil can you get? The big media and big tech are complicit. So this video goes into some called USA Situation Update by Mel Kay, a brilliant lady who's just spot on. You know, she's one of the new truth tellers that have been coming out and have had their own radio shows, blogs on the internet, and they've got high visibility now and they're being recognized, like, for example, the SCT report and being featured. And just a lot of truth in this about an hour and 17 minute presentation. But just if you listen like the first 10 minutes, you can get a flavor of this lady's a very authentic truth teller with some good insight into what's going on. So basically, you know, that's a little orientation to the first video I wanted to give on conscious navigation of inner space that kind of fits the energies of this full moon of these four presentations. It's kind of a summary of energetically what we're looking at, what the initiation is with this full moon, with all this Neptunian energies in Pisces with the sun, and what the dance is. So I hope you enjoy that little spin through the metaphysical dimensions of cosmic love as it's manifesting today. I'm going to go back now to February 18th, which was the first compendium that I published about 8 days ago. And this, again, this is, you might say, stuff that has led up to the full moon, more expose, more background, more orientation to what's really going on. With, you know, social, political, and economics. There's a video in this one. This was an update, intelligence report of the week as we move from global problem to global solution. So that was the name of this compendium. And if you went to the table of contents at 2021 Aquarian Spring Prelude, you would see this intelligent report of the week there for February the 18th. And what is featured in this at the very top of the compendium, which is probably one of the most important videos you could see even though over this last month, is a video by James Corbett. And James Corbett, he's a brilliant netizen journalist, you might say, doing many documentaries on all kinds of subjects. And his commentaries are always incisive and brilliant with good graphics. And this is an exceptional one if you want to get a big picture overview on the what he refers to as the global conspiracy question mark. And he goes through it in a way that, I mean, at 44 minutes, he kind of sums it up when he says, there's no more time, you know, quote, there's no more time for sticking our heads in the sand and ignoring these issues. No, this is about your ability to live your life, to leave your home, to say no to the violent abrogations of your bodily autonomy with forced experimental medical intervention. He's talking about these new vaccines that aren't even vaccines. I mean, that they're, like I say, they're operating systems. So a little something I added here that I had in a previous post, I'm kind of repeating it because it's just like, heads up, folks, when you see people start dying from the vaccine, you'll watch the pharmaceutical media blaming the virus and then use that to sell more vaccines. This is how serious the situation is, and this is their MO, their method of operation. They create a crisis, and they use the crisis to their advantage to, in this case, sell more vaccines. There's a great video following that comment from Catherine Austin Fitz as she interviews Dr. Tenpenny on the injection fraud and threats to our sovereignty. Brilliant orientation from both of these ladies, with our wise women on this subject, who devoted so much of their life to understanding and explaining to the public, you know, what's going on social, politically, and economically, and this in terms of healthcare of Americans and people worldwide who are waking up and wising up to realize that either we quickly rise up to stop the steal of our health, our elections, and our freedoms, or we'll soon regret that we didn't. Now, I'm kind of an optimist. I like to think that things are going to work out. There's a video here to that extent by iDrop Media called The Unstoppables. It's kind of humorous. And basically the subject is, watch what happens in the next couple of weeks, the Trump card. And kind of an entertaining short video. Some of you, I'm sure, will probably appreciate it. Hope you do. Then I go on with another article here, and it's from the movie called Brainwash the Movie, 12 historically documented tactics actively used by the communists to capture the minds of Americans and collapse the United States from within. So this article and video, Brainwash the Movie, what's going on with basically a war on the mind of Americans, which is a subject like I've been talking about in the full moon. I went into it specifically directly today in the article compendium. This is back 8 days ago, and this is some of the backstory on it. I mean, it's been said that half of a definitive holistic solution is awareness of the systemic problem that compels conscientious common sense of a viable alternative. So what is the alternative solution? And I go into basically what's going on in one regard with the hookup of big medicine with big tech and global healing with telemedicine. Now, this is kind of an interesting development because I've been introducing a model for global holistic healing with global telemedicine, telecommunications, for telecare since 1987, been publishing over the years, specifically the last 10 years, more on it, but began it back in 1987. And we're talking about the shift to telecare, which means increasingly patients can receive care whenever and wherever they have an internet connection, whether for video visits or tracking a range of medical conditions. We're looking at, as the article, and this is from an article, Commissioner Carr of the FCC, says, I mean, this shift is the healthcare equivalent of shifting from Blockbuster to Netflix, which is quite a statement. But this is what global telecare that I've been talking about for years, the Aquarian telemedicine model, what it looks like and how that works. I mean, I saw this coming back in 1987 when I introduced version 1.0 of HealthMax 123 model. Now global telecare 2.0 is ready. It's but and it's not when. I mean, it's not if. If not now, then when is the question mark? And when will, you know, we come out of the dark ages and basically herald enlightenment as profound as the printing press that freed Europe from the dark ages? We're right on the cusp of that. And people will look back at this time as being the frickin' darkest before the dawn, you know, the virtual dark ages. And like I say, people are rushing over the cliff. There's a few of us are going in the opposite direction going, excuse me, excuse me, excuse me. That was pretty much the article. That's a summary of the compendium I did back on February 18th. The next one I did, compendium, was on February 22nd. And it's called The World is Awakening, Wake Up to the Big Choice We Have Now. And that choice is between global pharmacide or global ascent. This is a pretty heavy subject. I mean, there's we've got the eugenics agenda of the pharmaceutical or pharmacidal medical elite who are making a killing with our consent. You know, it's a form of evil sorcery. And then there's the ascent option of the centered and connected conscience, you know, Web 3.0 hardware cyber ethics of the family of mankind in our all connected global village, you know, united sovereigns of Earth, the new improved us, you know, united sovereigns. So the big show in that compendium was an evolution of this understanding of the crisis that's extremely painful now, and it's high time to make like a baby and head out. I mean, you know, Earth's rebirth has pain and joy, both. You might say that the baby's head is now crowning, so it's time to make like a baby and head out. And yes, there is a lot of fear and confusion amidst faith that this rebirth of a new earth will bring great joy. So do your part and push this out. The viral contagion psyops is busted. I mean, I come right out and say it. It's time to just, you know, realize that the wheel is still turning, you know, the media madness, but the hamster is dead. The big lie is busted, you know. And so got two exceptional truth-telling videos in this compendium. The first is, you know, the chief medical officer of Ireland has gone public with a legal victory exposing the globalist medical tyranny, explaining how the pharmaceutical medical media is being forced to admit that it's all a big lie, that the virus has not been scientifically isolated, and how could we possibly know if a vaccine is effective if they don't even have the item that's it's protecting us from isolated. I mean, it's a incisive expose. It was originally streamed live from the office of Tony Holohan, the chief medical officer of Ireland. And basically the legal brief on this summarized by saying, as part of our legal action, we had been demanding the evidence that this virus actually exists, as well as evidence that lockdowns actually have any impact on the spread of viruses, that face masks are safe and do deter the spread of viruses. They don't. No such studies exist. That social distancing is based on in science, it isn't. It's made up. That contact tracing has any bearing on the spread of a virus? Of course it doesn't. They've never isolated this virus. This organization here is making it up as they go along. We're talking about in Ireland, the medical authorities there. They're just kind of their system of government there is like their system of government here. It's all COVID scamdemic. It's a blatant and obvious fraud. There's a video that goes into this more specifically from the Crow House, and the doctrine is a video is attributed to Dr. Robert Oswald of Cornell University, but the information is so damning that the fact checkers have gone full bore with the same big lie that the COVID-19 virus has been isolated, which it hasn't, never has been. Been reporting on that for a year, and yet they keep going through all these genuflections, regarding the danger of a virus that they've never even isolated. It's all theater. It's a psyop. And there's an article that goes into this explaining what I'm referring to in this case. Whenever you see that a fact checkers go to such efforts to debunk someone, you can bet that the person they're trying to debunk is the truth teller. So, again, the new vaccines are the blue pill. It's an inner lockdown, you might say, of the energetics of the body and the matrix of 5G artificial intelligence mind control. It's morphing. They're not viruses. These new vaccines, they're not vaccines. They're operating systems. They morph the RNA codes of the body, the codes to the DNA transceivers with the quantum field, our two-way connection with higher dimensions, angelic realms, etc. I mean, it's a nefarious plot out of transhumanist hell. So our choice, and I go into it here, basically is the Cosmic Cube, and I have this whole model, the Cosmic Cube, which corresponds to the model of global telecommunications and a universal interface for conscious interaction on a mass-to-mass scale for conscious evolution. And the other choice is what we call what's been called the Borg. And some of you are familiar with the Borg. It's like an alien group that appears to be as recurring antagonists in the Star Trek series franchise. The Borg are cybernetic organisms linked in a hive mind called the Collective. The Borg co-opt the technology and knowledge of other alien species to the Collective through the process of assimilation, forcibly transforming individual beings into drones by injecting nanoprobes, say nanoparticles is what we'd call them, into their bodies and surgically augmenting them with cybernetic components. The Borg's ultimate goal is achieving perfection. So this is the whole transhumanist agenda of the Borg. And it's like sci-fi. We had the story of it. It was one of my favorite stories. It's really intriguing, in the Star Trek series. Do you see the parallel reality of the current transhumanist agenda of perfection by merging man with the matrix of artificial intelligence as mind controlled, cyborgs or drones? I mean, are you aware that they are injecting nanoparticles into these new vaccine operating systems and with test swabs? And there's a video that goes into the test swabs, how they get these nanoparticles in the body. You can watch that video if you want to take the time. It'll freak you out if you watch that video because it's very graphic and specific on what this new vaccine operating system does to the body. To genetically modify the body with a DNA hack that impairs source resonance and augments cybernetic subservience to an artificial field matrix of totalitarian Borg-like control. I mean, is this what's going on with these new vaccines? I mean, if you watch these videos, you kind of go, oh, my God, oh, my God. They're not vaccines. They're operating systems for an energetic matrix control system of humanity. I mean, You think that's freaky? Is that possible? I mean, if you watch many of these videos like I have, you'd realize that they're hiding it right out in the open, folks. It's on their website. They explain it's not a vaccine. These new vaccines are operating systems. So if you connect the dots, would you agree that there's many, many otherwise intelligent people have bought into the big lie of vaccine safety and effectiveness at their own peril, harm, and death? I mean, the mass dying has begun. I mean, I've been following what's been going on with the vaccine deaths. And I referred to it, in the first compendium earlier on today. And there's links and articles that you can go into. How many people are dying? And within the first 48 hours, how many people are dying? I mean, all over the world from this. And how the media is trying to cover it up best they can, but it's leaking out to the alternative media. So there's a video called regarding the diabolical agenda with the worst crisis in modern history. This is by Professor Michael Chvatsky. He explains how entire national economies are in jeopardy. In some countries, martial law has been declared. Small and medium-sized capital are slated to be eliminated. Big capital prevails. A massive concentration of corporate wealth is ongoing. The diabolical New World Order, global reset in the making. Red zones, the face masks, social distancing, the closing down of schools, colleges, and universities. No more family gatherings, no birthday celebrations, music, the arts. No more cultural events. Sports events are suspended. No more funerals. No more weddings. Love and life is banned outright. Call it anti-love or anti-life or anti-Christ. This evil must end or it will end us. In conclusion, shutting down the scandemic, fraud busted. And this is an article by United Health Professionals, the global scientific fraud of massive proportions is being exposed. This important international statement by health professionals, medical doctors, and scientists has been sent to the governments of 30 countries. It's being exposed. The mainstream media in America is, of course, covering this. But in 30 countries, you know, people are waking up. But they're trying to suppress it in America, but they won't be able to for much longer because the results of their insanity, the results of their basically crimes against humanity are coming out. I mean, as I said, beware that there's a eugenics agenda involved. Population reduction with vaccines consists of four strategies. Vaccine side effects are to be blamed on new viral strains for justifying more vaccines and more drugs for more disease treatment, a pharmacidal eugenics agenda. We'll be lacing the vaccines with new bioengineered viral strains to ensure the continuation of the outbreak narrative. Notably, this only requires less than 1% of administered vaccines to be laced. Now, I don't know for sure this is going. This was reported by multiple sources. The United Health Professionals report some of this. Some of this is being reported, you know, from other sources. Supposedly, and I've been reading about how they've been re-engineering the vaccines to cause a very high fatality rate upon exposure to a secondary future infection. Now, I've been reading about this for the last 8 months at least, and that the secondary infection could be a fatal reaction called a cytokine storm, which is a hyperinflammatory event that leads to rapid death. In other words, the second vaccine for some people will be a coup de grace. I mean, it will be, how do you say that? Not coup de grace. Coup de grace. Anyway, it'll be killing a lot of people. And we'll see that. And it's already being reported that a lot of people have the same. So keep your immune system strong is my main message here. I mean, big media is running interference, blocking the reporting of harmful effects and demonizing anti-vaxxers as domestic terrorists, virtually as domestic terrorists. I mean, and for the we're talking about this, not just information warfare. I mean, it's getting very, very dangerous out there in this regard. And the best strategy for countering this pharmacide is widespread exposure of it. You know, these medical crimes against humanity. Great video on that, Crimes Against Humanity, with Dr. David Martin. Dr. David Martin was the one who was one of the key people in the pandemic video that had more than a billion views, I've heard, this last year. And he's in this video with one of my favorite truth tellers. You can see them both in this video. By the whole truth is finally breaking out that Tony Fauci is a fork-tongued, two-faced disease profiteer, as bad as any war profiteer. These crimes against humanity have been in our face. You know, masks, masking healthy breathing. The medical industrial complex has resorted to pharmacide. Big pharma for salvation is the big lie. So choose wisely. Build your immune system with love above all. And I have this article on building the immune system. Highly recommend it. Kind of common sense stuff that's actually published in the March-April issue of Natural Life News just came out. And this is the copy of that I published on building your immune system, because that's the bottom line. If you've had a couple vaccines already, strengthen your immune system the best you can to compensate for whatever trauma it's creating for the body as the body adjusts to the toxins and stuff that's in the vaccines. So, again, some bodies are more susceptible to the toxins in vaccines than others. It's like Russian roulette, you know, like spinning the chamber and see which bullet is going, see which chamber is going to have a bullet in it. In other words, which vaccine is going to affect which body in which ways. It's, you know, there's a lot of variables there. Some will be more affected than others. Some won't be affected ostensibly at all. But the key factor will be is how strong the immune system is. So strengthen your immune system is the key message here. So I'm going to wrap it up with this last article on three phases of global awakening. I think it's important that we have a positive, you might say, thrust going into this full moon culmination of the month. And, you know, basically keep a positive vibe on where this is going. You know, the first phase of global awakening to conscious evolution revolutions has always been pure intention for the highest standard of vision, virtue, and valor for the victory of a united state of divine love on earth. You know, the power of love is higher power. I mean, this is the heart of one's heart, the quantum heart coherent field, you know, woven in the fabric, the universal fabric of infinite eternal space-time. Well, the second phase of global awakening is focused attention with love retention. This is when, you know, we the people, us, United Sovereigns of Earth, identify with the whole of holistic, healthy, and intrinsically holy big love, you know, effective sense perception. Not, I mean, there's nothing extra about ESP when you got effective sense perception. I mean, we're talking about love codes that are geometrizing the personal and planetary holodeck, the brain, you know, global field resonance, and the quantum holographic universal field. Now, I'm reading this, and that sounds like a bunch of gobbledygook, but I have the key concepts, love codes, they're hyperlinked. Personal planetary holodeck is hyperlinked, and holographic universal field are hyperlinked, so you can go to websites, go into more detail on this amazing second phase of this global awakening that's going on in a multidimensional way. So what those dimensions are, this goes into it. We're talking about, basically a process whereby pure intention focuses attention for love retention and conscious ascension in the fifth dimension of enlightened full spectrum comprehension. So I'm going to wrap it up with, at this time, basically, hopefully you have heard something that sparks your conscience and awakens your part in the global revolution in higher consciousness that is accelerating with Aquarian Spring. So keep the faith, see the good, make it so. Happy trails to you until we meet again. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to this presentation on Cosmic Love. I hope you have enjoyed receiving this as much as I have enjoyed giving it. There is a new relationship with all humanity that is maturing with the new synchronicity of instant, everywhere, interactive, net reality. Cosmic Love is the heart of this synchronicity. Tools and processes that empower the wisdom of Cosmic Love is the purpose of the Worldwide Love Foundation. The family of man is now making a quantum leap into a new consciousness as never before in history. Our awareness as humankind is expanding, and the internet reflects that multidimensional expansion of consciousness into new realms of omniscience, omnipresence, and omnipotence in the power of cosmic love. This has huge implications. The more information we have, the greater the need to get it all in order. The more knowledge power we have, the greater the need for the wisdom of cosmic love. That should be common sense, and it's time to make common sense more common. If you agree that the American Revolution was huge for freedom and opportunity in the world, look what's happening to the whole world now. A new connection with Cosmic Love is positioning the golden rule, law, language for a golden age in our spirit, our minds, our hearts, and the soul of humanity. We're on the threshold of a global revolution that is awakening the angels of our better nature. Let's be honest and reason together. Cosmic Love has always been the golden rule, law, language for every golden age in cosmic history. Some things don't change, only the ability of the human mind to grasp the full implications of the world in which we now live. That has changed with the internet, and like an adolescent who is not an adult yet, but not a child either, the internet is now installed, operational, and ready to take our personal and planetary consciousness to the next level. That would be cosmic love, and the foundation principles for this is the love model, a universal law language interface for net reality that represents the five-dimensional intelligence that can fulfill a global revolution in higher consciousness. Check it out for yourself. See how it works. Consider the role you can play and how you can benefit. The sooner you get the vision of this cosmic love thing, the sooner you can profit from a wholly new economy that will transform all our social networks with extraordinary abundance of everything held sacred by free people worldwide. There is a new intelligence that is defining and refining humanity's evolutionary ascent. The higher the intelligence of universal cosmic love, the greater the results. The gateway to higher consciousness is, in fact, the language of consciousness. The five-dimensional intelligence that cosmic love frames in form and frequency, as in frequently. Once you get it, how the Holy Spirit of love and action can heal our individual and collective conscience, it will become self-evident how cosmic love can nurture and culture the net reality that brings a Holy Spirit to the collective consciousness of humanity. Love heals all, always has, always will. The more cosmic and universal the vision of love, the greater the results. Welcome to the opportunity. It's time to link the light workers who are love makers. The internet now provides this opportunity for extraordinary synchronicity as will empower wisdom with cosmic love. Someone had to do it. Now you can. Network for the net worth of this new net reality. You have the vision now before you. What you do with it can change your world and the world at large. We are all co-creators in the cosmic scheme of cosmic love. The great spirit of great love is the great opportunity that genuine freedom gives all of us. Heaven knows that there is nothing more valuable than the vision of cosmic love that has found its time. Experience the Worldwide Love Foundation in your consciousness, being, and world. Care enough to share this vision of great opportunity. Step into the circle of global connection as you center and connect with the five-dimensional intelligence of cosmic love that provides the cultural DNA for a golden age on Earth. Miracles happen when cosmic love is conceived, believed, and achieved. You are that miracle when you become the cosmic love you want to see in the world. Own this vision as your own. Embrace the intrinsic virtue of cosmic love. Make the vow to do what you can because you can. Claim the victory for all mankind aspiring to live as kind men. Here's to winning from the beginning of a global revolution that will finish worldwide with the great experiment and representative government gave humanity with the American Revolution. Heaven on earth is virtually in your hands. Do you want the keys to the kingdom? Are you ready to assemble the components to the capstone of cosmic love vision? Discover the five-dimensional intelligence that will empower your own virtually untapped gifts and talents. Consider how you can make a difference, if not the difference. It's your life, your world. Take command. Give cosmic love the chance that you want for all mankind. Now you can. See for yourself. Do it for cosmic love, and heaven knows cosmic love will bless your life far beyond this one. Sooner or later, What goes around comes around. You can call that good karma, or the justice of cosmic law, or just the blessings of cosmic love. It's the same thing. The abundant life is born in abundant love. The more cosmic that love, the more abundant is your life. Personally, I can't think of anything better to do, and I hope you feel the same way. So keep in touch with cosmic love. It only gets better as you pay attention. This is how cosmic love works. Pay attention because attention pays in ways that make cosmic love the new currency for global peace and prosperity. Your attention is your consciousness. The next economy for planetary civilization will pay attention to the value of virtue, the virtue of cosmic love. The family of man and our global village must be connected to this one virtue. We must pay attention to the first principles of higher consciousness if we are to transcend the old paradigms of scarcity consciousness that scarcity economics has created. This is the whole point of cosmic love. We won't heal our personal and planetary problems with the same consciousness that created the problems. The best hope for humanity is the charity of goodwill among mankind. This is the charity of cosmic love in action. This is the Holy Spirit of cosmic love in man that raises mankind with loving kindness. I hope you appreciate this message and share it with others. That may be just your circle of influence with family and friends, or it may be every news group or blog on the internet where lightworkers and enlightened netizens, global citizens, hang out. By the grace of cosmic love, enough good people will do enough soon enough to quickly turn the tide of global consciousness from the paradigm of scarcity to the paradigm of abundance that cosmic love cultures. May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.